From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos Sunday. The city had been in a state of emergency, protesters occupying parts of the once secure green zone, lawmakers fleeing while the military went on high alert. Over the weekend, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gathered in front of the parliament. It's a culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Geneva in an urgent bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart as Syrian government forces intensified their attacks on Syria's largest city, Aleppo. VOA asked Trinity University scholar David Lesh about the prospects of reviving the ceasefire.
The prospects are small. I think the so-called cessation of hostilities is on life support, and certainly Secretary of State Kerry and perhaps even the Russians are desperately trying to maintain the illusion that some form of it continues.
Secretary Kerry is due to meet today with his Saudi counterpart, Abdullah Jaber, and UN Syria envoy, Staffan de Mistura, to talk about it all. As many as 22 Somali soldiers may have been killed and 10 others missing after the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shabelle region. The militants claimed that they had killed more than 30 soldiers. Witnesses saying the militants used a suicide car bomb in the assault and seized at least 3 military vehicles. This is VOA News. The United States' ultra-secretive Central Intelligence Agency tweeted the details of an operation that killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 2011, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Twitter has been around since 2006, but the CIA is a relative newcomer with an account dating back just 2 years. With the 5th anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live tweet to its 1.3 million followers the details as if they were happening again. Another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations opened Sunday with the first commercial cruise ship to sail to Cuba from the U.S. in more than 50 years. Roberto Buznego was born in Cuba, and he boarded the ship in Miami Sunday, bound for Cuba.
It's been 50 years, and I left when I was 5. I know a little bit about Cuba, and I see things on TV, but I really don't. I've never been there, so this is the opportunity.
The Carnival Cruise Lines will sail to Havana twice a month. Regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba expected to resume later this year. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where party voters are holding the next nominating contest tomorrow. He spoke to supporters late Sunday in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about talk the Republican Party is fractured because of his candidacy.
But I'd like to see the party pull together. Now, if it doesn't pull together, I think I'm still going to win. Because, you know, they're voting for me. They're not voting for some character that, you know, is giving us an endorsement or whatever. They're voting for me.
Other Republicans, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, as well as Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her sole challenger Bernie Sanders, are campaigning ahead of the Indiana vote. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment that's due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island, but partisan politics have bogged down in movement on that measure. Puerto Rico has defaulted on payments before, but today's default is the largest so far and includes debt held by Wall Street bondholders and hedge funds. Economists are saying that the U.S. territory is basically bankrupt, with a total debt of about $70 billion. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.